Joshua said to the people of Israel, "Choose this day whom you will serve." He asked them to choose between the Egyptian and Amorite gods and Yahweh, the God who had brought them to the promised land. 1,100 years later, Jesus also asked his followers to make a choice. When many of his disciples had left him because he said he had come down from heaven and was the bread of eternal life, he asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" And Peter replied, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life." Lord, to whom can we go? I would have you consider two things this morning: direction and decision. Direction and decision. Remember the conversation between the Cheshire Cat and Alice in Alice in Wonderland? "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" said Alice. "Oh, that depends a good deal on where you want to get to," said the cat. "I don't much care where." "Then it doesn't matter which way you go." When there is no sense of direction in life, chaos results. One of the deep truths of human existence is our need to have purpose and direction. By our very nature, we humans are on the way, seeking to arrive at a goal. Christians have often been described as pilgrims, a people on the way. Christianity itself, you remember, in the very early years, was simply known as the Way. It seems to me that it is increasingly clear that our society seems to have lost its sense of direction. We are like some multi-headed monster looking in different directions, frozen in place by indecisiveness and a lack of agreement on goals. And I suppose if you want to see evidence of that, simply listen to the multitude of politicians who would be our next president. The loss of direction is one of the most subtle and at the same time one of the most common experiences in our lives. Many of us, I suspect, at one time or another, have discovered ourselves lost. And perhaps the worst realization a person can have dawn on him or her is that his or her life has moved nowhere in particular. Note that it is not that the goal has not been reached. It is that there is no goal and no direction toward a goal. The late Bishop Kennedy of the Methodist Church wrote something which has always meant a lot to me concerning this loss of direction. He said that men and women who lose the way are nearly always well-meaning individuals who would like to chip off some of the rough corners of truth and make it roll. They have been tempted to believe that truth can be manipulated and used instead of standing four square at every crossroad pointing to the straight and narrow way. Now, I think that's a pretty good description of most of us. We are often guilty of wanting to chip off the rough corners of the truth and make it roll. I suspect that's what was happening in this scene in this morning's gospel lesson. Jesus says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them." And John tells us that many of the disciples were complaining. They were complaining that this teaching was just too hard. And when Jesus refuses to chip off the rough corners of the truth to make it roll, to make it easier to accept. Many of those disciples bailed on him. They abandoned him. I suppose that most of us reading the Gospels think in terms of the crowds as stubborn and resisting Jesus' teaching. Often John refers to the Jews as refusing to accept his teachings. But here, we see it's the disciples who reject them. So they understand what he's saying, but they can't believe him, and they refuse to follow him. How often do we find ourselves in the same way? Don't you and I want to chip off the rough edges of truth just to make it more acceptable? I know that's a temptation that is mine. It puts a strain on those of us who want to be what I call Christian universalists. You know what I mean. The often professed belief that all people are going to God, be they Islamic or Buddhist or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. There is truth in the belief that God reveals himself in many ways at different levels. And from that comes our respect for other faiths. But, we just can't avoid the rough edges of the truth of the uniqueness of Christ. And that requires a decision. And on that decision depends our direction in life. Is this Jesus who he claims to be? Is he the bread of life which comes down from heaven? Is he Son of God? Many of his disciples drew back at this. Not just a few. Most of those who had followed him, who had listened to him, who had come after him seeking his healing and his teaching, most of them left him. Can you imagine, can you envision his disappointment and his sadness as he turns to the 12 that are left? Do you also wish to go away? And Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Decision, direction. Peter made a decision about this man from Galilee, and he knew the direction his life must take. So I ask you this morning, where do you find yourself in this narrative that John presents to us? Are we the disciples who take off, who leave? Or those who with Peter confess that Jesus is the one, the only one, with the words of eternal life? There is a basic decision to be made in life. And out of that decision comes our direction in life. All of us have to say yes or no to Jesus Christ. At some time, somewhere, some way. You don't become a Christian by osmosis. It is impossible to be a Christian in the abstract. Your decision to follow God in Christ makes a difference in the direction your life will take. And by following Christ, you make a difference in other people's lives and the direction they take. That is, you become a witness for Christ. Now, you may not think of yourself that way. But when you decide to follow Jesus, others notice. This past week, former President Jimmy Carter held a press conference to share with the world that his cancer had spread to his brain. And he was calm, almost serene, as he discussed his health. And when asked about how he was going to deal with this situation, he replied, "I hope for the best and accept what comes. I hope for the best and accept what comes." Now, my friends, I share this with you not because of politics. It has nothing to do with that. But it has everything to do with faith. Mr. Carter has made a decision to follow Christ. And that decision has given his life direction. All of us can face the future with either fear or faith. You know what he's doing right now? What President Carter is doing right now at this moment? He's teaching his Sunday school class at Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia. Thank you very much. You see, the difference a decision for Christ makes and the direction life takes. The decision which Peter made is one that all of us who claim to be Christian must make in order to be truly Christian. The rough edges of the truth cannot be chipped off until it's easy. So let Joshua's challenge be our challenge. Decide today whom you will serve. And may Peter's decision and confession be ours. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen.